In Stockton, California, a quiet strip mall has a double life. Come nightfall, it turns into a venue for indie rock concerts. For the youth radio story and video, check out dreampopstripmall.com.
Stockton, California, which just last night filed for the country's largest municipal bankruptcy ever.
Stockton right now, it's very crazy. I'm even kind of scared standing right here talking.
And an alarming trend in violent crimes happening in broad daylight.
The hail of gunfire near Auto Drive and Thornton Road in North Stockton.
Well, that was about 300 gunshots.
When I leave from here, I'm going to ride a bike. God knows if I'm going to get shot.
24-year-old Michael Tubbs was born and raised in Stockton, California. Back in 2012, he was elected to city council, the youngest person to ever hold that office in Stockton. Among other issues that affect the city's young people, Tubbs is focused on reducing crime in Stockton, which has a high per capita murder rate that takes a toll on its young people, especially in the summertime. I called him up from Youth Radio Studios to talk about his job as city councilman and what drives his work. In your opinion, what were the connections, you think, between the financial collapse of the city and the violence in Stockton?
I think they're intimately related because the violence is kind of the language of those who are unemployed, underemployed, and dispossessed, and who aren't contributing tax revenues to the city coffers because they don't have jobs or the means with which to contribute. So I think kind of the high levels of violence are correlated with our high levels of poverty, our high levels of low educational attainment, which makes it hard for the city to pay its bills because cities only make money through tax revenue from sales tax and housing. And if people don't have money, they're not buying things. And if people don't have jobs, if people are undereducated, they're not able to contribute to the city coffers. And that is one of the reasons why a city goes bankrupt.
You've been in this position for 2 years now. Has the violence problem improved at all?
It's absolutely improved, but that doesn't mean we've arrived. We still have a lot of work to do. Last year, we had a 60% reduction in homicide. This year, the homicide numbers are up a little bit. So we still have a lot of work to do to kind of sustain a lot of the gains we've made. Me personally, I've really been working closely with our police chief in creating this Office of Violence Prevention, whose job is to really institutionalize a lot of the best practices in terms of what works in preventing interrupting violence. In addition to that, we've been doing a lot of work on the prevention side in terms of advocating for mentorship programs and youth activities and reading clubs and summer interventions.
Is there any music you think is relevant to the work you do?
Oh, absolutely. So it depends, right? So, well, last year I used to listen to Good Kid, Mad City every day. So before like a city council meeting, Don't Kill My Vibe would be on repeat because people would try to kill your vibe. So you put that on, you'd be like, okay, I'm ready to meet.
Trick don't kill my vibe, trick don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it, but today I'm feeling.
In particular, the Good Kid, Mad City album reflects the same issues that are going on in Stockton.
Absolutely, it reflects the same issues, and also kind of like, if I was in high school now, that would be like my anthem. Like, I'm a good kid in this mad city, right? Like, how do we fix this? How do we make it better? So it's really, really kind of speaks to a lot of the issues that not only I face, but like constituents face.
This is Brandon McFarland for Youth Radio. I've been talking to Councilmember Michael Tubbs. Thanks a lot for joining us, man.
So thank you, Brandon.